Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omuhango, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, Once Upon a Time, is brought to you by CLC Kenya, a Christian publisher in Africa, using literature to impact lives for Jesus Christ.
In a small Kenyan village surrounded by lush greenery and vibrant landscapes, there existed a community where the ordinary became extraordinary. This tale begins with a prophecy that was whispered through the winds of change during the exciting era of the 1960s. The country had just received its independence from Britain. A coalition government of two newly formed parties was established and, after elections, Jomo became Prime Minister under a new constitution. Following further discussions in London, Kenya became fully independent. A year later, it was declared a republic with Jomo as its first president, and Odinga, as vice president. The Mau Mau uprising started a decade before, which advocated a violent approach, had caused the colonial government to proclaim a state of emergency. This resulted in a massive relocation of Africans, and Jomo and other Africans were charged and sentenced to years in prison. While Jomo was released from prison at the end of his sentence, he was confined to his home. So much change was happening at that time, in the political, social, and spiritual worlds. In those times, a Pentecostal explosion swept through the land, reaching its crescendo two decades later. Nine missionary societies, like guardians, operated in both colonial and post-colonial Kenya, weaving a tapestry of evangelical wonders. Among them, two extraordinary figures, not quite founders but catalysts of divine fervor, emerged. Billy Graham, an American Baptist, and T.L. Osborne. The duo received elaborate press coverage, hitherto unknown in Kenya's Pentecostal historiography. It was an added advantage in this endeavor. Amidst this backdrop, nestled in the embrace of a quaint village, lived a family whose story unfolded like a page from a fairy tale. John and Jane were devout followers of the Full Gospel Church. This term, Full Gospel, coined by the visionary Canadian pastor Albert Benjamin Simpson, resonated through the realms of faith, teaching a form of Keswickian theology. It encapsulated the four facets of Jesus Christ's ministry: Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and the King who would return in glory. The Full Gospel Churches of Kenya, born in 1949 in Kisumu District, emerged as a sanctuary where over a million believers later gathered. Its presence was divided into 12 units with over 630 local church assemblies and countless branches, all under the watchful gaze of more than 5,000 pastors. In the heart of this world stood the Church of John and Jane, and their three daughters, Dee, Neo, and Kanos. It was situated in the quiet village of Manyuta. Led by the wise and benevolent overseer Silas, the church wove its own work over the lives of its believers. Silas was the only pastor known to the family for the first 19 years of Neo's life, akin to a wonderful guide, leading them through the Pentecostal wonders. As the curtain of time unfurled, a new age dawned. The turn of the century witnessed the emergence of Pentecostalism. Groups formed, claiming to restore the Christian church to its primitive fervor, breathing life into the charismatic gifts of the Bible. Speaking in tongues, interpreting of tongues, prophesying, gifts of healing, knowledge, and wisdom, and performing miracles became the desired artifacts of the Pentecostal move of God. The Pentecostals, viewing these gifts as signs of the Holy Spirit's impending work in the last days, deemed churches without these wonders as incomplete at best and apostate at worst. The faithful who embraced these gifts, whether within denominational entities or independent local chapels, were adorned with the title of the Full Gospel, a beacon of their complete biblical revelation. In the heart of this era, Neo, now a teenager, found resonance with the vision of the church. A dynamic congregation of God-fearing believers, seeking intimacy with Jesus, transformation in every aspect, and a fervent desire to share the gospel with all. To achieve this noble quest, the church organized grand crusades and outreach programs, preaching the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. Their mission? To make disciples, establish local church assemblies, and equip the believers with knowledge and skills to serve the Lord. For the youth of this village, a special Mabarahi teen group, known as Choir B, unfolded as a delightful chapter. It was a dynamic, fun-filled group on a quest for divine discovery. They presented their harmonic melodies to the congregation every Sunday, fostering a bond that transcended the ordinary. In the annual teen service, they run the entire program, from worship to announcements, prayers, and sermons. Neo, drawn to the power of storytelling, assumed the role of the sermon bearer for several years. Neo and her friends, not content with mere performances, participated in crusades, lending their voices to praise and worship, standing under the podium as intercessors, and assuming roles as ushers, interpreters, and anything else the church programmers required. Their collective worship and intercession became a conduit for the manifestation of divine power. In the tapestry of their journey, they planted new churches, channeling their youthful energy in the service of God. Witnessing the transformative touch of God's presence on the lives of their village mates became a source of awe and inspiration. Neo and her family ventured beyond their village, blessing other church assemblies with their music. The imperfections of their melodies mattered not, for in those days, the words of the song held more power than the voice that carried them. These visits not only gifted others with their music but also provided Neo and her family with a chance to connect with kindred spirits, learning from the diverse expressions of faith. In this era, John and Jane, graced with prosperity, generously bestowed time and resources on Neo, allowing her to immerse herself in the world of the church and service to God. Neo's story unfolds a symphony of faith and hope, echoing through the ages of Kenyan Pentecostalism. Their elaborate activities, cloaked in healing rallies and adorned with miracles, had a huge impact that overshadowed all that had come before. A new dawn for African Pentecostalism unfolded, as their works echoed through the corridors of time.
We take this moment to thank you for listening right through, and to express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next chapter, The Prophecy. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Spotify. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. God bless you and keep you as you seek Him and pursue His purpose for you.